Steve, I want to go back to something you said just a minute ago about the linemen. Everybody seems to be telling me there are five rounds of linemen that belong in the third, fourth, and fifth round. But that's only three rounds. But five rounds of linemen that belong in there. Is it really that full that there are so many, quote, make it guys in that area of the draft that you may not get an immediate starter where you just add water, but a guy who can give you five, six, 7 years at a position?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's just I think it's the nature of the position right now because there's so much nickel, there's base, you know, you've got so many different packages that teams are running that you want to get that quality 30 snaps or so out of a guy. I mean, that's what Chris Wormley did at Michigan. He was a 30-snap type of guy in their deep defensive line, projects to a similar role in the NFL. And it's a loaded class at edge rusher. I think the defensive interior linemen, last year I thought it was really top-heavy. This year I think there's a couple guys at the top, but it's more of a depth type of position this year where you do get those mid-round types. Yeah.
Well, we're going to switch gears to the offensive line because I know Charlie in Portman is probably frothing at the mouth. Steve, I'm going to warn you, Charlie's a little off the wall. You're going to have fun with him.
I'm looking forward
to
this.
And we're bringing him in. Charlie, what do you got? I'm putting you on with Steve from Pro Football Focus. Now you can pester him with the questions you usually pester us with.
Hey, Charlie.
Hey, Steven. Hey, I love Pro Football Focus. You're my Bible. You guys
appreciate
do
it.
Really good work. And I wanted to say when Paul was on, may the Swartz be with you. I didn't get a chance. Steve, I got a question for you. Because, I mean, the Giants need to change their offensive line to protect Eli. And what I heard McAdoo say about throwing the blame on Eli and pretty much saying, you know, he has to get better and the old line, I think we're going to have the same old line that we had last year. But saying that, in the free agency, what is your top-rated offensive tackle, left or right? Because I know, like, Beecham is going to be a year away from an ACL. He's just going to get better. I think Will Beatty's my guy. He is a year away from all his injuries. He didn't have any training camp last year, and he came in late. So I think this year, if he can train and he can do what he's doing, I think he can get back to where he was. But you tell me, who is the top-rated offensive tackles in this free agency?
Yeah, I'd say the top guy, and it's an interesting guy because he's about 35 years old, is Andrew Whitworth from Cincinnati. And I think, you know, if he doesn't go back to Cincinnati, you know, how much, you know, can you give him a 1 or a 2 year deal? I think I saw him running around here the other day. Yeah, I don't know what he's doing, but maybe trying to make, you know, find potential suitors. But, you know, I think he's a guy, he's been an unbelievable left tackle, even a guard when they put him there. So I think Whitworth from Cincinnati, but we're talking about a 1 or 2 year type of stopgap, but that's by far the top guy on the market. I think a guy like Russell Okung is solid. He's now negotiating his own contracts, and I don't think he's that elite left tackle, but like I was telling Seahawks radio and fans the other day, when you go from poor to average, that is a major step forward, and Okung can at least give you some average left tackle play, so I think that's worthwhile.
Ask about your guy, Paul. Go ahead. I know you want to.
No, I don't want to go quite there yet because I think that's an interesting question, Steve, because a lot of times what people don't understand is if you can upgrade your spot,
yes,
it doesn't matter if the guy's going to the Pro Bowl or not.
Absolutely.
It just means you've improved your position, and that's what teams got to do every year.
Yeah, I mean, we average football players are extremely valuable, and I say that with a ton of respect for these NFL players, but a guy that gives you average production is extremely valuable in the NFL, and you're not going to have 22 Pro Bowlers, of course not. So, you know, when you have a poor spot, whether it's guard, whether it's tackle, being able to upgrade that, absolutely a huge step, and that's what the offseason's all about. You upgrade in free agency, you try to fill your holes in free agency, and ultimately you want to go into the draft and say, you know what, just give me the best players. And if you continue to draft the best players regardless of need, your roster will continue to improve.
Now, I'm going to get to my guy now. He's 27. Well, he's 27 from Detroit, and I think that Riley Reiff still has more upside to him.
Yeah.
And that's the reason that I really like him. He's a young veteran who's had experience. He's been on a playoff team. He's played both sides of the line. And I do think there's more ups to him, which is why some people who will say, well, what's he done to this point? Maybe it's not enough for me. I think there's more.
Well, yeah, I think he's another guy that's been average to slightly above average,
yeah,
which is extremely valuable, like I've said. So even whether he takes that next step to live up to the first-round hype or not, regardless, I think, you know, a guy that can play the left side, play the right side, which you need guys to play both sides now. There's no such thing as just need a left tackle, throw anybody off to the right side because it's easier to do. It's not an easier position in the NFL today. You've got a lot of the best edge rushers coming off the left side. You need two good tackles, and I think it's one of those things where You get average to slightly above players. You get solid players, and you can win with that, especially the way the Giants play football. It's get the ball out of Eli's hands, get the ball out quickly. It's a quick passing game. You just don't – it's just those times where it's 3rd and 8, 3rd and 9, 3rd and 10, where you need to pass protect. You need that upgrade.
I want to go to another position where I think Giant fans want to see a bit of an improvement. That's the tight end position. I know there's not a ton out there in free agency. I want to focus in on the draft for the time being. We know Ojo Howard can do a little bit of everything. He measured great today. And Njoku measured with 80-something inch wingspan. Monster.
He's going to win this week.
Yeah, he's going to be – he's going to do good out there. And we know he can catch. We know he's got long arms. He's great run after the catch. Poke the holes in Njoku's game. Why shouldn't you pick him at 23rd in the first round if you're looking at him on tape?
It's the run game. You know, he's not the best run blocker. O.J. Howard, a much cleaner run blocker, and Howard makes those outside zone blocks, and he makes really difficult blocks on the edge. He's not a perfect run blocker either, but Njoku, he moves and runs like a wide receiver. You'll be able to see that this week.
And he was in the slot a lot in Miami.
And he played a ton in the slot, exactly. So he's not your classic inline type of tight end, but we've compared him to Jordan Reed, and you know Jordan Reed is not the greatest run blocker either. So you've got to move tight end. So you know, a guy like, if you have a guy like Jarrell Adams, who we really liked last year, you could keep him on the line, and he is a good run blocker, and I think he'll evolve into a good run blocker. Then you have Njoku, actually is a perfect complement to Adams, because I think Adams is like your classic on the line tight end, and Njoku is more of your move tight end. You create mismatches, put him in the slot, move him around, and I think that is a very good fit late in the first.
And, you know, when they asked Njoku to block, it's not like he was allergic to it. He tried. He was physical. He went in and did it. They just didn't ask him to do it a whole lot, right?
And well, there's a lot of tight ends around the league that's the case. You know, there's a lot of tight ends. And, you know, I certainly think, especially in the NFL today, it's a 60-40 pass league, and even more sometimes in New York. So you want the guy that's going to affect the pass game. You know, you want a guy that's going to create mismatches as a receiver, and I think that absolutely outweighs the blocking.
I want to take a step back for just a second here, because B.J. Goodson came to the Giants this past season, was a good special teams guy, and because of the uncertainty involving Robinson and Shepard at linebacker with the Giants, a lot of people are thinking, well, can B.J. Goodson be a guy who can compete for a starting job on this team? What do you think?
I think based off what we saw last year, I thought Shepard was out of position far too often. You know, I think the linebacker position, how long has the linebacker position been a point of contention here? How long has it been?
We've heard.
I accidentally mocked Zach Cunningham in the first round a couple weeks back to the Giants, saying they're going to do it this year. This is the year they're going to draft a linebacker.
First time since Carl Banks, by the way, it would be in the first round.
I just wanted to just see what the reaction was when I did it. But look, a guy like Goodson, I think he's a worthwhile option to see if they could upgrade the position, because it's been a poor position. As great as the defense was at times last year, it's still having that impact linebacker that can help them in coverage, just make sound plays against the run. Don't overrun plays. Don't miss tackles. I think Goodson has a chance to be that guy, but it's still a position I'd be looking to attack in the draft.
He certainly looks like he hits. That we found out on special teams.
Yeah, absolutely. And even if you get some kind of two down play out of him, you know, that there's value there. And I would love to see a guy like Zach Cunningham that has athleticism, that could be a three down option, can play in coverage and do all sorts of different things. I mean, they've needed that for years, so we'll see if this is finally the year that maybe they go after linebacker.
You mentioned Zach Cunningham, and I got a list from fans. I told them to give me names to ask some people about this week, and one of the names I got was Zach Cunningham, the linebacker. Give us a little scattering report on him, and why do you think he could be a good fit for the Giants?
Man, the guy loves contact. He will attack blockers. He's got that long frame. It kind of looks a little bit like Jalen Smith out of Notre Dame. He's not the same type of athlete, but he moves extremely well, and that length that he has, you see it in coverage as well. So he gets good depth in his zones. And
he's a Mike.
Make some plays. I think he'd play inside or outside. I think he can do a little bit of all, a little bit of everything. And one of our guys thinks he's a classic either 3-4 inside backer or 4-3 Mike that just loves contact. If it was a fullback type of game, which it's not really in the NFL, we'd have no problem putting him in there and saying, go shed this block and make a play.
Can he cover tight ends down the seam?
Yes. He's extremely
You had to go there, didn't you? Had to go there.
That's why I think he could play inside or outside.
Well, that's what you have to do in the NFL now. If you can't cover, you're a 1 or 2 down player, and that's it.
And I think people are, you know, draft time, everybody's going to say, well, the undervalued linebacker, there's not as much value there. But the 3-down linebacker, the guy that doesn't come off the field, I think is more valuable than ever.
There's maybe 2 or 3 guys every year that come out that can do that.
Exactly. And it's a spread game. There's only 6 guys in the box, not 7, not 8 anymore. You need a guy that can play the run, that can cover, man, zone, do it all. I think Zach Cunningham's one of those guys.
Well, which is why, though, a lot of people, when they go to all those sub packages, they want that three-headed safety situation. How deep is safety in this draft?
This is probably the best safety class we've seen in years. And, you know, we saw Landon come out a couple of years ago, and boy, was he maybe my most fun player to watch last season. Loved watching Landon Collins. But this safety class, you have a guy like Jamal Adams at the top who can do it all. He can cover the slot. He can play the run. He can play deep coverage. Malik Hooker probably has the best center field skills that we've seen. Mm-hmm. You'll probably hear some Ed Reed type of comparisons. We've compared him to Reggie Nelson, who I think is just an excellent free safety type of player. But Hooker makes unbelievable plays on the ball on the back end. But then you have a guy like Obi Melifonwu from UConn, 6'4".
Well done, by the way.
I've been practicing.
Wow.
I've been saying his name in every single interview.
Very good.
So I've nailed it at this point.
Very
Melifonwu.
Good.
6'4", 220 pounds, and he's going to run well here. He's going to be agile. They put him at cornerback at the Senior Bowl, and he was running with receivers. He's 6'4". He could press.
Wow.
So he can do a lot of stuff. I think he's going to come out of here a winner too. So there's guys beyond them that I think are just solid players. Nate Gary out of Nebraska. There are a Buda Baker from Washington who can kind of do everything. So there's a deep safety class and a versatile group of guys.
We talked to Mike Renner from Pro Football Focus yesterday, and he talked about you guys like Dalvin Cook a lot more than Leonard Fournette. So I'm not going to go there. I want to go to that next group of guys that could sneak into the back half of the first round. Christian McCaffrey is one of them. Another guy, Alvin Kamara from Tennessee. Who else from that running back group do you like to maybe sneak in back end first round or be a second round pick that teams can really find a really good three down starter without using a top 15 pick?
I'd say it's Kareem Hunt out of Toledo. The guy
really?
Was unbelievable at the Senior
Bowl. He was
Bowl.
Big at the Senior Bowl.
He was very good there. You could see him in space. He made Jordan Lewis actually look silly on one play at the Senior Bowl. You're catching a pass on the flat. I think he's just got really good balance. He just knows how to maximize the yardage that the offensive line's giving him. The two guys you mentioned, Christian McCaffrey, Alvin Kamara, similar players as they can affect the pass game. You know, win in the pass game, move around, win in the run game. I think both of those guys are excellent late first, second round type of prospects. This is a very deep running back class for sure this
year. Yeah, it is. And I've been advocating the Giants to go after a power back, a Natron Means type, and Samaje Perine from Oklahoma is my guy.
That's your guy?
Now, you want to shoot some holes in him for me, go ahead. But I got to tell you something, Steve. I had a personnel guy tell me the other day, you're not getting him in the third round. He may be going in round two.
I feel like he's one of the more polarizing running backs. I see people that love him. I see people that think, he's just a 4-6 guy. He's too slow. But I think he does have good feet for a big
guy.
They
haven't been hit by him.
What's that?
They have not been hit by him
No, they haven't. Maybe that's the thing. Maybe we'll try that over here at the NFL Experience, get hit by Perine. No, so look, he had really good run blocking at Oklahoma, too. So they got him to the second level quite a bit, and I think that maybe made him look a little bit better. So I want to see what he does in tight spaces and short areas when maybe the run blocking's not as good. I guess that's my question for him. But I don't hate the fit, especially if it's more third or fourth round, if he's available.
How many corners are going to go off the board in the first two rounds of this draft?
100 of them. Maybe 15.
Wow.
You know, and I keep talking up every single position. You know, offensive line's bad. Well, a lot of these other positions are really deep. Corner's another one of them where if you need a 6'2" press corner, an Eli Apple type, those guys are there. If you need a zone corner, those guys are there. If you need a guy that can cover the slot, cover outside, those guys are available as well. So it's more – it's a very deep group, and it's a – I call it a great draft to just reshape your secondary. You could double up on corner in the first, second, maybe third round. Take two guys – and really reshape what you're doing on the back end.
We have talked so much in the last couple of weeks on the program about the dearth of real prospects at quarterback after you get past the first couple of guys. So many people still think the Giants need to find that next franchise guy, and he's got to be found in this draft. I don't know that I agree with that because I think the drop-off after the top few guys is a lot. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I don't think that there's no Dak Prescott. Everybody's going to say, who's the Dak Prescott this year? I don't
or
know.
Tom Brady for that
or
matter.
Or Tom Brady. Let's wait another 15, 20 years and we'll find
exactly.
him. So, you know, look, I don't think that there's a guy that I love in the mid-rounds that I'm like, hey, that's a guy. But if I'm in the Giants' shoes, much like if I'm Pittsburgh or if I'm the Chargers, that quarterback class of Rivers, Roethlisberger, and Eli, I just start taking QBs. I think it's time to just start drafting quarterbacks every single year. See what happens, see what sticks. It's not that you're trying to push Eli out the door, but I think you have to prepare for the future and just keep loading up on guys and see what happens. So a guy like Davis Webb, you know, might be worth a shot. I don't love him, but, you know, mid-round has some potential. And
that's kind of the guy I was thinking of.
But that's what you're getting, a guy that's really hit or miss, and you just kind of hope you hit lightning in a bottle because I think that's where we are. Nathan Peterman from Pittsburgh, I feel like the NFL is a little bit higher on him than I am. He did really well at the Senior Bowl, might end up as a second-round player, but if you get him in the third or fourth, there's a guy I wouldn't mind having on my roster that I could trust as a backup to maybe spot start at some point and develop.
Steve, final question for me. The one position we haven't mentioned, I know there could be seven of these guys going in the first round, too, and that's defensive end. It's great edge class.
Yep.
Who are guys that you think that could be available? And we know Jerry Reese likes to pick pass rushers, the guys that affect the game from up front. It's just what the Giants do. They like to be good up front. Who are guys that you think fit in as a 4-3 defensive end rather than, you know, your outside stand-up rusher in the 3-4 traditionally and then put the hand down on third down that could be there at 23? I know Mike said he likes Barnett. I'm not sure he's going to get that far.
I think he should be picked higher.
I agree. After he's gone, who else do you think could be there that the Giants might be interested in first, second round?
I think Mike said Barnett because we anticipate the NFL not liking him as much as we did because his production was unbelievable, but he doesn't have that classic edge rusher look, so we expect him to drop a little bit, even though he shouldn't. I think a guy like Carl Lawson out of Auburn will be there. Charles Harris out of Missouri might be there. Tack McKinley out of UCLA. Harris and Lawson are not great against the run, but I think as far as pure pass rushers go, especially you have JPP back right now. He plays early downs. If you want a pure pass rusher to complement him right now, develop as a run defender. Charles Harris, Missouri, and Carl Lawson out of Auburn, they fit really well. Tack McKinley out of UCLA, McKinley. He's a guy that continues to develop. I think he could be that classic 4-3 end as well.